podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and Babble. Cheers.
He's air dicking.
Fucking air dicker, goddammit.
Blowing a new palumpa. Holy
anytime
shit.
Someone eats those orange popsicles, that's so fucking true.
Right?
Yeah, just fucking blowing a new palumpa. God damn it.
Oompa Loompa
oh,
dick.
Fucking, that's why we had him on twice.
Man, you know what's better than Oompa Loompa dicks? The Basement Bar Beers and Babble. Welcome back.
Yeah, whoa.
The guy's so nice, we had him twice. Welcome back, Mason Monville.
Fuck,
thank
yeah.
you so much
oh
for
God.
Sticking around. It was a...
He's like, I'm still here.
Yeah. He's like... get us drinking.
What are you talking about? It's been a week already.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Been a couple of days, yeah. Oh, God, that beer is good. We did, me and Mason had tried, or I bought a beer that we had done a while ago from Decadent
The Orange Marshmallow Gushier.
Yeah, yeah, we did it. I believe
I think
we
had
it with
Scott. Yeah, yeah.
That's about how much bitter is okay for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to fucking hate the one that we got coming up.
Yeah. The beer of the week today, yeah.
Yeah, Budweiser is what we got coming up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Well, you're drinking a Coors Light, so nothing's worse than horse piss.
You fucking, I love that.
That's all I had in the fridge. I was
well,
like,
Jesus Christ, bring your own beer. We have. So
you said, I said, BYOB? Well, question mark. And you're like, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, well, right, you normally get after the fucking long drinks, so I don't want to deal with that.
The
dude, those long drinks, those black long drinks, pack a punch.
Do you want?
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
I almost thought about trying those for the beer to week.
They're good.
I've never had one.
It's like a fucking gin and tonic.
Is it?
It's gin. It's like a long drink. But it's double the alcohol.
Oh, Jesus.
Double the ABV.
The ABV, double
and
the fun.
It, you can taste it.
You remember those commercials back in the day? The Budweiser.
Oh, yeah, the frogs. I have that Stein. I
fucking,
have that Stein
oh, you have
at
a Stein?
My house.
Oh, Stein.
Stein. And it's the Ben Budweiser
Stein,
frogs.
Bueller.
And it says under each frog, the three frogs, it says Budweiser.
Yeah. I love those, man. Yep. That was good shit.
Yeah, it's my
or,
favorite.
Who are fucking was up. It Bud Light? Or who
Stein's
did it? The Real Man of Genius. Who did the Real Man of Genius? Was that Bud Light? Was that?
I don't think that's beer.
Wasn't it?
Bubba gum.
Oh.
Bubba gum.
Oh.
No, I'm just
anyway.
State Farm.
Was it State Farm?
No.
No, that's Farmers. Fuck.
That was before Jake from State Farm. They were just like,
Real Man of Jesus. No, it's not.
Genius.
No, it's a
we'll
Catholic
have to,
church.
Yeah, we'll have to show you. We'll have to do one of Rick and Eric's. Hold up. Do your
yeah, buddies. Right. No shit.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Welcome back. What's happening? What do you got going on?
Oh, fuck. I want to ask you guys a crazy question.
Crazy.
So, you know when you're walking
crazy
and you've been walking too long to where
so
you start
lonely.
Thinking about something? Like, you don't have the headphones in, you're just kind of thinking?
Well, Roger does when he cuts the grass.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Same thing.
Stares off into the void.
What's your theme song when you're walking into, like, a Meijer or like, a Kroger and Aldi or something like that, and you're just like, back in here? Because mine is like, dum da 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 dum da 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 dum da 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 dum.
It's like Family Guy when he's...
Yeah, and the guy with the tube, he's like, fucking stop! Yeah.
The constant...
I have a glandular problem.
The constant earworms that I have that are all the time are
whoop, there he is.
Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue and
sing it to me. So this guy just walks around listening to Beethoven all the time.
No, it's Gershwin.
All right, sorry.
I've got that and Seal's Kissed by a Rose, Touched by a Rose. I forget.
Yeah, I
never
heard. I don't listen to
Batman
music.
Fucking Batman forever.
he's like that.
You guys ever seen the movie Goon?
Yeah, with Sean
William Scott.
Yeah, Sean William Scott. I almost said Sean Patrick Flannery, but that was
the
swing and a miss.
The scene where Xavier LaFlamme walks into the locker room for the first time and he has the headphones on, and that song that he's playing, it's by a rap group called Necro. And it's like down 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 down, and I always feel kind of badass thinking about that when I'm walking into Kroger
to get my
anxiety meds.
Okay.
So you're talking to the Kroger pharmacy and you're just fucking
Kroger. Yeah. Kroger. Sunday, I go to fucking Kroger to get groceries.
Sunday, Kroger.
So I go into Kroger to get fucking groceries, and this car drives up to the front of the store. This dude gets out. As I'm walking up, I see two girls fighting the employees, and they have a full cart of food, and they're like fucking fighting the employees.
The Essexville Kroger?
Yeah. And then this dude's like, it's not fucking worth it. Get in the car. And then I'm just hearing, bitch, come down, 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 something. And they get in the car and they speed off.
So it's in the parking lot?
No, it's inside the vestibule, like right when you walk in.
Oh, okay.
That was a fucking word you just said.
Yeah.
Said
vestibule. I don't know what that means at all.
When you first walked
in. I understood it. It was like where they put the carts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I understood where the
and so vestibule. Said, yeah, like, I'm like smart, yeah. But I have no idea. I'm like, yeah, just get over it. I have no idea.
Face is like, oh, I know, yeah, exactly where you are.
You could have met on the roof. I have no idea.
What I learned as the employees were talking throughout the thing was that these hookers tried to fucking steal an entire cart of food. And then the Kroger employees started fucking fighting them and won. And I was like, yeah.
Dude, I'm glad our Kroger kicks ass, dude.
They're like, no, fuck ass. You. Well, get that loaf of bread back.
Well, you know, this bag of Funyuns get through fucking...
They drove,
Bill, or whatever the fuck that guy.
I mean, they drove up in like a two-tone Fiesta, like red and rust. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. To two-tone red and rust.
And like, I don't know how you're going to fit this full. It was full, like a full fuck bag of fucking groceries. And like, it was all meth. Just these people, like, it looked straight
full
like
of meth.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're freaking out.
Yeah, but they're obviously not spending their money on groceries.
Well, but
yeah.
There was like four
like
of them in this.
We have drugs to buy later. Fuck you.
I know. There was like four of them in this car already. Where the fuck are you putting this entire cart of groceries? Like, if you put it in the trunk, the shit's just going to ski all the way down. You know?
It was already doing that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Spark like, just won't add any.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's
awesome.
Low
rider the hard way.
So did you like keep walking in?
Oh yeah, I was like, bitch, I just came here for tacos. Like, I was like, I don't need to be in it. Like, I walked through the fray. Like, they were fighting each other, and I just kind of shimmied around them.
I would have like, popped a squat on someone's tailgate and just watched. Not that cool shit happens around here.
Oh, I know, but I didn't want to be, I didn't want to interject.
I'd have been here with the phone going, world star, motherfucker, world star.
Yeah,
no, I was like, I came here for taco shells.
That shit was tight.
And cheese. Can I please just get this? I do not want an altercation. I just want tacos and cheese.
Jesus.
You should have went and just grabbed their cart.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'll take this.
Yep. Be like, oh.
Helpful citizen steals cart from
thieves. As they're fighting over it, you just sneak it the fuck away.
You're like, I didn't get tacos, like, but look at
like
all these groceries.
It's like cartoons, you know, where it's just a dust pile and you see feet and legs coming out and you just fucking yank
rolling.
The cart. You're just like.
It's getting too close to you, and you're about to get sucked in.
Yeah.
The sound effect. Oh, that's fucking awesome. No, that's awesome. So
yeah.
That,
so anyway, sorry, I don't know what we were originally talking about,
talking
but you
about
said something about Kroger,
song.
And I was like, oh my God, oh, theme song.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What's you said yours.
Yeah, Raj. Yeah. What's your theme song?
What's a fucking tune? Earworm.
The theme song.
Yeah. Like when you're walking
for
along.
Lion King, Circle of Life.
It's
he wakes up in the morning.
When I walk in, I want that playing.
Get it. Get a sound bit for every time he walks in.
Yeah, every time he comes in for mowing the grass, he has that one blade of grass, and Don just goes, Simba.
On his forehead.
Wipes it away.
I like it. Like the
eat
fucking,
your mac and cheese.
He starts to open the door, and you say, nah, Nah, and he closes it. Nah,
it's like really cool the first time. And yeah. you just see him weeks later, just depressed.
This guy
won't stop.
I hate the Lion King. And it doesn't stop until he sits down. So he's like sprinting to the fucking chair. He's like,
it's gonna be stuck in my fucking head. On the day we arrived on the planet.
Why do you know the lyrics of this song?
Because I watched Disney movies as a kid, bitch.
Okay. Do you know what I watched the other night to go to bed? This is gonna bring back some memories, at least for Mason, maybe.
Deep Throat.
Lemonade Mouth.
Ah!
Yeah.
Disney Channel exclusive movie.
We went to Disney Lemonade Plus, and I saw it, I was like, oh, fuck.
That must be something young.
No, it's so funny, because every time they're playing an instrument, it does not match
up.
Yeah. Like they could be playing a solo, like, and she's just fucking
She's like playing
chord.
A G chord, yeah.
And the drummer, it's like, you don't want to say it. I know Mason's.
I heard that earlier.
But
it's fine. It's
no,
right.
But
it's
anyway,
fine. Cool.
No, he goes through a pill.
Are you masturbating alone?
No,
jerking off alone.
Yeah, why? Fuck you.
Please.
If I had somebody else here, I wouldn't be with you.
Click to chat more. But it opens up like seven different tabs. You're like, fuck. Yep. You don't want a virus on your iPhone. But regardless, no, he can go through like a fill and he's just hitting that fucking 4/4 beat. The cymbals aren't even moving. You're like, this is a great movie.
Here's a good thing to talk about when your dad's here. When's the first time you watched porn?
So,
well, it got silent.
I got
yeah, I know.
I got in trouble.
Let me think back.
So I found my dad's porn magazines. When I was like,
that's
11,
way to do it.
Like 11 or 12.
Computers haven't come out yet.
My dad had a Playboy subscription.
Yeah.
Kept them in the top of the closet in the right-hand corner in the back.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
You knew.
Yeah. Lord, I apologize. Anyway.
He's like, why was the stepladder out today? You're like, it wasn't
You remember, the, you know, like Spencer was talking last episode, totes.
I pole vaulted to it.
There were totes. I grabbed a few of them, and I remember going to my grandparents and my cousins and shit were there, and we were hanging out one night and we're watching movies late at night, and then I was like, hey, you know what I brought? Fucking nudie mags.
You would
and
be
we're
that
all
guy,
like, whoa,
you?
Yeah. And then I forget who came in or
Why
somebody
are they
ra-
all guys.
Somebody ra- I know, right? Somebody ratted me out. You'd have to ask my dad. I don't know. I stole his shit. So somebody ratted me out, and so my dad freaked out and started yelling at me and everything, and I was like, oh no, I just found him in the attic. What are you doing in the attic? I don't know, looking for porn.
Why is July of 1988 gone?
Yeah,
I was looking for Sports Illustrated, I promise.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, instead I got Maxim.
Yeah,
I thought it was
that's
Maxim
a good,
Sports.
That's a good way.
Yeah, but before I found that, it used to be like Sears ads and shit, man. The lingerie ads.
The lingerie and bikini.
Yeah. That was, because we didn't have the internet. Like
I did. I do. Actually, that was the first time or something. And I got this frame gifted to me, and it was like this woman on a beach when she was wearing
fucking Ron Jeremy's cock.
I was like, oh, my God. And they were like, why don't you put your... photo in it. And I was like, no. I was like, this is so much better. Like the pre-picture that comes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used that.
Marilyn Monroe poster on the wall.
Yeah,
hey,
really.
But I did fucking, what's dampening my bass drum? Do you know what that is? That's a full fucking, not a nude, but damn near close Marilyn Monroe blanket.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, yeah, so when people are like, what do you use to dampen your...
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. You thought she was buried, bitch. She's in my bass drum.
Yeah.
Buried in the drum.
Yeah.
Well, I did in seventh grade. I tricked the math teacher. I don't know if she's still around or not, but I asked
Jesus
her. Yeah, it was at lunch, and I was like, hey, I need to print off something for one of my other classes. Do you care if I use your computer? And she's like, no, it's fine. So she fucked off, and then I ended up printing a bunch of nudie shit using her computer and the printer, and then we put them up in our lockers and stuff, and all that. So the fucking math teacher's
a color printer, so it takes 20 minutes.
Yeah,
to fucking
oh yeah, and
out.
this was like 1999, so it's like cut. Yeah.
And you're like, oh my
god,
it
took half an hour to do like four photos. I was freaking the fuck out. She was gonna come back at any moment.
It brings back a memory of in middle school. When Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition started coming out, and you could always get Sports Illustrated in the library at school.
Yeah.
here, walk in the day the hits, you know, like, I'll get this thing. And
yep.
Here's the librarian, the fucker standing there with a big fucking eraser, going through every picture and erasing all the fucking
all
the see-through bikinis.
I thought you were about to say erection, dude.
How fucking bitter was she?
He.
Oh,
he.
No.
No, he must have been fucking gay or something. I don't know, but he's in there with an eraser going through every fucking picture and erasing the tits and the, yeah.
He left John Wayne and Clooney in there, though. So
yeah, probably.
Yeah. Why is this but sticky?
It's like,
weird.
Why does it go from 67 to 85? I can't. There's no pages in between.
Damn.
Little hellions keep ripping pages out of my book. Oh, that was when we discovered that, like Stephen King. Excuse me. If you've ever read Pet Sematary.
I haven't read.
I think it was chapter 7 or chapter 11. Like, she ends up like, it's not in the movie, if you've ever watched a movie. She ends up like jacking him off in the tub and shit. And like, these were.
The dead dog?
No. What? No. What the fuck?
I don't know. You said pets.
I don't remember. That.
Yeah. Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah.
There were
bestiality.
Yeah. There were some very erotic scenes in books that were in the like fucking school library, but nobody read books, so like nobody cared, but I did.
Dude, he's like Stephen King is like writing a book about dead animals coming to life, and you just know he's just horny that day he wrote that chapter.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm gonna do some crazy shit. This day. Like, my wife's out of town.
He's just fucking the original Fifty Shades of Grey,
and then the post nut clarity hits, and it's back.
He's like, all right, back to the dead animals.
Post nut clarity.
It is for me. It's just all shit.
Oh, you've witnessed it. You just
did
don't
you
know about
it. Did you know 9 out of 10 men close their eyes when they're having sex?
Why?
But I'd like to keep mine open in case the wife walks in, you know.
God damn. God damn. That's my mother.
I thought he was spitting real statistics.
Like, hey, do you know that about 70%?
Like, do I close my eyes? I don't think I do.
Did you know about 70% of statistics are fucking faked? Including that one?
Are made up.
Are made up.
I learned that. I learned that on a B-Dub's napkin.
On a serious note, though, I was watching the news earlier when I was eating lunch, and they were talking about statistics in New York, and they say that somebody gets stabbed every 52 seconds in New York. And I'm like,
I believe it.
I'd hate to be that fucker.
You see, you're counting, it's like 50.
Guy. Like, the same guy gets stabbed every 52 seconds. I didn't say, you know, people get, it's like somebody gets stabbed every 52 seconds.
It's one
well,
guy.
Who is this somebody, Jesus man? Christ. It sucked to be this guy.
Yeah, he's waiting almost a minute between every stab.
51. Oh! 1, 2.
That's a great way to tell time.
Yeah, true.
I'll let you know in 15
Is it almost
seconds.
A minute? Oh, 8 seconds left. That's how they start the fucking New York time drop. That guy just screams and they're like, 8, 7, 6. Oh, Happy New Year.
Oh, he's dead.
Well, they got tired of 10, 9, 8. Oh, I guess he can't see me. I was making fun of Dick Clark.
Yeah,
so.
You were. I like how Dick Clark's, I like how Dick Clark's magical New Year's celebration still happens. But isn't it Clay Aiken? No, it ain't Clay Aiken. Isn't it?
No, Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Clay Aiken. That's how I roll. Clay Aiken. That's an old Robin Williams skit.
Yeah,
he's talking about Kim Jong-un.
Oh,
he's like, I want 42 missiles and Clay Aiken. He's like, why do you want Clay Aiken? That's how I roar. That's how I roar. That's what I like.
I miss that. I miss that guy.
Oh,
not Clay
yeah.
Aiken. Robin Williams.
Mason's like, he got me into music, man. Clay's a dream.
He's just so weird. Dude, he's a weird looking guy.
Oh, I Clay love Aiken? Him to death. Like, that, oh, Robin Williams, man.
No,
so I used
Clay
to,
Aiken.
Oh, Clay Aiken. Oh.
I thought he was still talking about Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
He's
yeah,
just weird in every way, but.
That's true.
Sorry.
What?
Robin
what?
Williams, one of the guys I worked with was one of
Kim,
the photographers
what would
for
Kim,
Eat.
What would Kim Jong-un be called if he lost 50 pounds?
Kim Jong-un.
Slim Jong-un.
Nice.
It's for every category. He's like, yeah, I got one.
Like last part, this.
He's got
tigers.
Dad, he has dad jokes like I have last call stories. That's
fucking ridiculous. Yeah, yeah, you got three scrolls and you've been deleting them every time. It's stupid.
I love this microphone, but it's heavier than fucking Roger's dick.
I drop it mid piss too.
I asked Dennis this earlier, and not about the weight, about fucking why are there so many like jokes and why are you fuck you Toby, but no why does Nickelback get so much hate?
You know what?
You're hitting. They used to be 50 Cent. Yeah. Now they're 45 Cent.
You get your Nickelback,
dude. He's just on it. He's constantly. He's bag of tricks, dude.
So never ask if he listens to music while he's mowing again, because that's what he's fucking doing.
Dude, with that statement, you struck a insane chord with me.
What, do you hate him?
No.
Oh.
I have
he's over here going, look at this photograph.
Look at this graph.
I think they have such great musicians in that band.
I think they too.
And
they're so good.
People just want to hate one thing, and when no one has like the balls to be like, I hate Nickelback, but no one has to be like, I fucking love them.
They're most award-winning Canadian artists ever.
I think they're fucking fantastic.
Fucking Rush, dude. Don't forget about Rush.
Neil Peart, dude. Come on.
Don't forget about Rush. You can't forget the Canadians. The Canadians have gave us some great musicians.
They have. But
Nickelback.
Rush used to come in a little bottle about like that.
You should put it on your pinky, nail.
You'd fucking
snort it.
Sniff that shit. Put the cap on. Hold your breath for like 10 seconds, and your whole head just feels like it's gonna go on fire. And then you're fucked up for like 20 seconds.
We always called that schnief.
No, I thought it was cocaine.
It was called Rush.
We went skiing back in the day.
It was liquid. Yeah. It was liquid.
It's like our salvia bottle. Before pot was legal. We had salvia.
Remember, buddy of mine had a party, did that shit, held it, and then he started losing his balance and ripped the fucking handle off the refrigerator of this house we were at.
You were fucking like
falling down.
You gave them their band name.
You did some. You experimented.
No, I just watched.
Back in the day? No, you just watched?
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't breathe in my nose. I don't inhale.
See, that was...
Constantly breathing up.
Yeah. Mason, I was the dad of the group, and like I've been around literally every drug ever, and I had to take care of everybody, because they were always like, you have too much of an imagination. You can't do these drugs. You'll die. And they're probably right. So they were like, we're going to do the drugs. Make sure we have water and orange slices. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I can see like people obviously doing like hard drugs, and it's like, you know, obviously they chase the dragon every time. It's never as good as the first time. But I'm like, I'm pretty vanilla when it comes to drugs. Like, I can't even smoke weed. And like, I'll like take an Excedrin extra strength and be like, it's going to be a fun night. Like, it's going to be great. Like, and I sit back and listen to Pink Floyd or something.
Man, they got me on this.
This guy's going to be sitting in the corner later cutting up Tylenol.
Yeah.
they got me. You come on over to my house, man. I got Metformin and Crestor now, man. It's some good shit.
You sit there and watch Letterkenny doing a fucking chest rub.
Yeah.
My dimple itched.
You get that diffuser going with a little Vicks vapor rub, and you have,
and you're like,
you have yourself an experience.
Gonna make a good day, Tater.
Vicks vapor rub, man. Oh yeah, I was addicted to that shit when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I had to tell my mom all the time, I'm a little stuffed up. And rub that shit on my chest when I went to bed.
Dude,
that shit does fuck you up.
That's musicals, man. We used to pound Dayquil all the time because it would coat your throat so you sing better, but then it'd give you energy and then loosen you up a little bit before you go out on stage. Yeah.
Ooh. Do they still? They I tried to buy NyQuil the other day, and they carded me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
At least, yeah, to buy it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because them hippies OTC started mixing that shit with like alcohol and stuff. The slizzard,
whatever. Yeah, they call it lean.
Yeah.
Is that what lean is? I thought it was just.
No, it's cough syrup.
I thought it was like G6, you know, rocking like getting slizzard and the old song.
About the fucking
Kesha.
Yeah, the cough. No.
G6 like a G6 Kesha.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so, but I thought
she was
like rocking
high
like
Mick Jagger or some shit.
Oh, really?
Now it just fucking itches.
See, that's the difference between a bunch of generations. You know, Raj is like, what the fuck is Dayquil? You know?
What?
Well, no, I'm just saying
what Dayquil is.
Okay. I didn't know. Like
he's blind, not dead.
No, I'm just saying we turn cough syrup into fucking drugs nowadays.
Mm-hmm. I use it twice a day, and then at night I use NyQuil.
He's at that age though that now he's just like, can I get what do you got? Goes to the pharmacy and they're like, oh yeah, here, try these. I got this in the other day. It's whatever. They don't even give a shit anymore.
Yeah, he's up like to five meals a day because between the three meals, it's pills and pills. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's eat pills, and go to bed.
Dude, I'm on a cocktail of pills all the time. Yeah. It's just like every night, it's just like four of them, and they're horse pills.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I do two handfuls because they won't all fit in one hand.
That's, oh God.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's just, it. Look, I feel like four is
that's
bad.
That's what you got to look forward to, bud.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, you're starting. There. You know, you're only on two.
I got
two.
My two, yeah.
Yeah, eight more to go.
I can't wait until I get one of them. I'm going to get like the fucking, not natty daddy. What is it? The battery daddy? What the fuck is that thing called?
Yeah, the battery daddy. Yeah.
What is it
yeah,
called?
The pill cases?
No, the
battery. Yeah, the big pill cases with the days and you got fucking morning, midnight, and everything.
Morning, mid.
Yeah. I have a pill case, but it doesn't have like times of day on it. I feel like it's
just
little...
Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. Mine's every hour.
You just look down and you just look down and it says now.
Yeah.
And
you're
just
like... Every time I look at it, I gotta take something.
It just says now.
Yeah.
You're like, oh fuck, yeah. Why is it empty? Because you looked at it 2 seconds ago.
See, your friend was right. This is just a bunch of uncles talking shit.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's weird. Yeah. I mean, it's got a little alarm on it. It sounds like a fucking smoke detector going off.
Do we need to get out into fire? No, it's just my pills.
Yeah, it's
just
pills.
His Alexa comes on every hour and goes, Roger, feeding time.
Wait 52 seconds.
Speaking of that.
I get stabbed to take a pill.
What's your guys' favorite late night snack?
Ooh.
Pills?
Yeah,
because that's mine. No, I'm
just depends on how late it is.
Yeah, no.
If I take my pills, I don't get up late night. Fucking
like,
knock
like,
the hell out.
Late night, like every day type thing, or just
late night just
after
like
you're drinking?
Yes.
Well, then it's Taco Bell.
Yo!
Hey! Hey!
John, you brought entertainment.
Yeah. And a computer.
It's the computer.
Yeah, everybody at home, John Asel and his beautiful wife Kara just walked in.
Oh, you like the cock in the front yard?
Hi, welcome to Basement Bar, Beers, and Babble.
I hear it all the time.
I think this is a good time for Beer of the Week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer.
Beer of the Week.
Beer of the Week.
Oh, Beer of the Week. We're back on already. Holy shit.
Holy cow. I know. I tell you what. John and Kara Asel came over, and those two are... Huh?
John and who?
Kara Asel.
Kara?
Kara.
I was like, what?
Kara.
I thought you
said
Kara Asel.
I
was like, wait.
You didn't even, that was Kara.
That was Kara.
I said Kara.
Look at John.
Jesus.
He's like, yeah.
I fucking slurred.
I thought he said curious.
No.
Jesus. John and Kira Asel.
That's what I fucking said.
Bullshit. You said it too fast. You got to take a break.
Mr. and Mrs. Asel.
Woo!
Coming at us from Old Nation Brewing Company is Tart Strawberry M43. It is a 6.8% ABV with a 65 IBU. Cheers.
It came in a pint, too. Cheers.
They come in pints?
What's gray and comes in pints? Elephants.
Whoa!
Oh, nice. That's really good. I love
very tart.
I love M43 strawberry.
Not bad.
Isn't it? It's really good. See, you didn't like fucking high IBUs, but that's good.
What's the IBU?
65.
65,
Is that high?
That's like an IPA.
It's out of a normal IPA.
Yeah.
It's out of 100?
I don't know if it's out of 100.
No,
but
it can go,
it can infinitely go?
Yeah.
It's a meaningless number.
Well, get over here and say that whole thing again.
Just as a bystander, I have a question.
What's that?
What does IBU stand for?
We talked about
I just asked that question earlier.
We talked about that on the last.
Say it again.
Bitter.
Bro,
international
so
bitter
close,
unit.
So close. He goes international brown units.
Yeah. No, we talked about it on the last show. It's
if
international
it's brown,
bitter
it's down,
unit.
Baby.
Yeah. Your normal light beers are like 10 to 30, and then your IPAs are 60 and up, and... Porters sit around 40 to 50. 770.
A meaningless number.
He's just eating dandelions.
It really
well,
is.
That's like from the Frankenmuth Brewing Company. There's 69, IPA is 69 IBUs. It's a 6.9% ABV. It literally is.
Isn't Frankenmuth eat each other? Is that...
Yeah. Oh, we're going to be in Frankenmuth next week. We've got the World Expo of Beer coming up. I'm so excited.
We're going to fucking walk around
like,
doing our podcast.
He looked at me like, what the fuck? Yeah. And I was like, World Expo of Beer? And he forgot. That's right.
Yeah. I really want to rent a limo for that. Fucking get out and just have everyone come up to
I don't
us.
Know if the 989 is going to supply that. We might have to suck a leprechaun off to get some of that money.
Jesus Christ.
When was the last time?
All right. Have a good night,
John. Everybody say bye to John and Kira. Hey, keep your head on the swivel, you know. Keep your stick on the ice. Love you both. Oh, man.
Holy fuck.
What a good fucking guest to just come down and drop off a computer really quick. Oh, great.
Drop off a pooter.
Yeah, drop off a little pewter real quick.
Yeah. We got his shit's overheating. It's probably thermal paste, like he said. Got to take her apart.
Probably.
Fucking figure it out. Pull your balls out your
ass. Well, you need to figure it out because I've been fiending to play a fucking game with that motherfucker for a long time. And
anyway, thank you to Ideal Party Store, Johnson & Salzburg, for bringing us the M43 tart-ass strawberry.
I don't like it?
I give it a fucking 1.25.
Ooh.
Give me a 5.
It's tart. It's tart.
Give me a 5. It comes out on 420 every year. 420,
you gave it a 5?
Yeah, I gave it a 5. I love M43 strawberry. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I get it every year. It comes out on 420. Why do you fuck you think we have it?
Am I rating it? Am I rating it too?
Yeah, what do you give it?
I think it's a 4. It's a strong 4.
Oh, that's good, though. That's a little more than 4, but not 4.25 yet.
Yeah.
That's what a strong 4 means, right?
420.
Well, they yelled at me last time I gave a fucking in-between.
I'll give it a 4 times.
Well, yeah. If you want to give it a 420, you can.
Yeah.
That leads into my question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is 420 weed day?
Do you think potheads would remember that day?
Because 420.
No. They just needed a day. 420, they were like, fuck it.
What you got?
So my understanding and what I learned in school, like actual college, was that 420 is the police code for a drug bust.
That is. It is a police code for marijuana.
Yeah.
But that's not the original.
Okay.
That's
so
a theory, but.
Well, it's one of, yeah, continue. What do you got?
From the article I read from High Magazine, 420 was back in the 70s when there were 5 guys at high school in California that they used 420.
Ridgemont High?
No. No. And that was the time that they met. So it was after school and after extracurricular activities and sports practice and all that stuff. They met at the statue at the school at 420.
Nice.
To smoke their weed.
There you go.
Another thing is they did it leaning up against a wall by the statue, so these kids were called Waldos, these 5 guys.
Waldos?
They called them.
You imagine me
they
one
called
of those,
them. They called them the Waldos.
One of those 5 guys who's like a grandfather or a father now, and he's like.
Well, it was back in the 70s.
They catch their son smoking a joint, and they're like, but it's 420, so Daddy's like. Yeah, I created that shit.
Yep. it could
I created
be.
You, and I created 420. So give me that.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. I never heard that.
Did you hear that,
neat.
Spencer?
I didn't.
You'll have to listen back.
I will. I will. Yeah, I can't talk about it too much.
He's bringing up the Google's machine.
Get him a telescope.
Yeah. It was nice
the
having
students' fact-check. Names were Steve Capper, Jeffrey Noel, Dave Reddix, Larry
Trump.
Schwartz. Fuck. And Mark Gravich. They became known around the high school as the Waldos because they met along the wall near the statue using the code 420 to say it was time to light up.
Nice. 420, nice. Smoke them if you got them. Yeah. I love it.
Well, it is 9:06. Drink them if you got them.
Yeah, drink them if you got them. So I got a question for you. When it's late at night,
when it's late at night.
What's that comfort pant? Because to me, I feel like jeans are super comfy.
There was a question that we skipped over.
Yeah.
Because John and them came in.
Late
what
night
was
snack.
It? Late night snack. That's what it was. Do you want to finish that one?
We didn't say that.
I do.
We
yeah,
should.
We didn't finish that. Because John and Kira.
Yes.
I'm interested to see what you guys have because I... I'm a fiend
so
when it comes
it
to
it depends on how ambitious I feel.
No, but the full ambition, if you have it, you're making it. What do you got?
It will Like, I'll full on make a fucking Alfredo at 1 o'clock in
no
the morning.
No fucking way.
Like,
really?
If I feel ambitious, otherwise I'll like
see,
I'll throw
I'm to
in
the
mini
point where
tacos.
I'm not even making fucking mac and cheese.
No, I'll throw in some mini tacos. Or there were many nights that Ryan Clairhout and I got home from drinking at the bar, and we would grab pots, like pots and pans, like pots, and fill that bitch with cereal and milk and eat an entire fucking pot.
Oh yeah.
Like
cereal's
oh,
bad.
Oh yeah, an entire box.
Yeah. That's and we would put like the whole box in a fucking cooking pot and eat that bitch. Like,
cereal's badass.
Yeah.
My late night snack, my favorite late night snack is pizza rolls. I'm the only one in my household that can eat them. I fucking am.
What do you mean
fiend.
Can eat them?
Gluten.
Gluten. Yep. Yep. Rob is not only gluten intolerant, but if there's something that she can eat, which is a list that it goes, it's a scroll.
That's a shame, dude.
She eats it, and it's I don't know how she does it, man. Like, the other day, I felt like shit. I felt like shit, and I woke up, and I was like, I've had diarrhea for an hour and a half. I'm going back to bed. And she's like, me too, but we still have to clean the house. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, this is my everyday routine.
Yeah,
get
it's
up,
crazy.
Diarrhea, and I get on my day. And I'm like, why? She's like, I have tummy issues.
Once you do it for so long,
it's no shit. It's scheduled. Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of that, what are the two worst illnesses to ever have at the same time?
Horniness and diarrhea.
Senosilicophobia.
Horniness and AIDS.
Diarrhea and dementia, because you're running somewhere and you don't know where.
Oh, no.
Awesome.
You leave a snail trail. Yeah.
My greatest fear is senosilicophobia.
You know what that is, Mason?
Mm.
It's the fear of an empty beer mug.
I didn't even know what vestibule meant.
And then he goes, he hits you with the double. Senosilicophobia.
More than three syllables, starts, dude.
Starts with a V. It's at the back of the dictionary.
So. More than holy three syllables, shit. I get dizzy. So I don't. It gets my
anti-disestablishment totalitarianism.
I hate you.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Totalitarianism.
Whatever.
Supercalifragilistic.
That's
anyway.
still one letter less than my last name.
That is true. Yeah. Go, Raj. What's your original last name?
Is Mieczysław Nabahona Dedepiskopczewski.
Attaboy.
Dude, that's like eight different races.
That's
in one name.
That's 27 letters.
27 letters.
One more than the alphabet.
Holy shit!
Figure that out.
You can't.
It's more than three syllables.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, true. This guy's fucking spinning right now.
Yeah, dude, I got the spin.
Dude, you must fucking hate haikus.
Buckle in.
Oh, shit. That
he's like, bitch, give me a sonnet. Fuck your haiku.
That's why we changed the band name, is because it was more than words.
Yeah.
Like, Mason can't say it. We got to fucking change it.
He's like, if it's
two
not,
words, chapter four.
If it's not in iambic pentameter, then I am done.
You guys went to college, dude.
I didn't. Fuck
your mom goes to college. Your mom's going out with Squeak. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Basketball. I love that movie.
Basketball is so fucking good, dude.
Cock beer?
Yeah. Hey, you wouldn't have been at my party, cock beer. shit.
Dude,
where's my car?
Different movie.
Yeah, different movie.
My favorite late night snack is chicken and a biscuit. You ever had
Tiffany's a
Tiffany
to that
loves
shit.
Those, yeah.
But
is that the bread where you cut the middle out, put the egg in?
Not a bit.
Nope.
Chicken and a biscuit.
No, that's eggs in a basket.
Chicken and a biscuit.
That's
comes
eggs in
the
a basket. Chicken and a biscuit is
it's
a fucking
like a
wheat cracker.
It's like a cracker.
Like a wheat thins, yeah.
It's
you're
like
thinking of eggs in a basket.
It's like a cracker if they sprinkled like
crack. It's a crack.
It's like crack. It's like if they sprinkled like ramen noodle seasoning over like a club cracker.
He's being real about it.
I know what you're talking about now.
Really real, yeah. This is not a bit. It's not a fucking bit. This is my life.
He's like, this is my passion.
This is my fucking life.
So you got chicken and a biscuit. What are you doing
with
it?
The cheese whiz in the can.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And,
dude, that makes me think of Goofy movie. Leaning Tower of Cheese.
Dude, I become an artist when it comes to putting that cheese.
Chicken
dude,
and a
like,
biscuit and cheese? That sounds so good.
Well, they promote cheese in a can on the back of the box of cheese and a biscuit.
They really do.
So they're like, you better, if you're going to do this shit, you do it right. And so they do that, and I'm like, okay. And so I do it, and it's so good, and it sucks because if they're going to promote it, make enough cheese in the can for the whole box of chicken.
Oh, I agree with that.
The amount of times I've gone through.
You wouldn't be able to lift the can.
I know.
There are a lot of crackers in that. They don't fucking Lay's chip you. They give you.
Yeah, there's a lot of crackers, and the ratios. Anyway, back to the podcast. that's my late night snack or garden salsa, sun chips.
So I got those are good.
I keep a bag of those in the fucking holster all the time.
I got to call out Eric from the wider range of conversations because this dude fucking late
throws
night
down
snacks.
Yeah, he
it'll be like 2, 3 o'clock in
He's
the morning.
Like, I made these.
And he'll be like, I took a Jack's fucking bacon cheddar brat, cut it up, and made a quesadilla out of that bitch. Like,
dude, this dude needs like a.
He needs a food truck. He's wanted
it's a
to
YouTube
start one
channel
forever.
Just late night snacking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Eric is the shit when it comes to just wild ass amazing food. Yeah. What do you got, Roger?
I would, back in the day, go out drinking or whatever, come home, or even just if I get up in the middle of the night, I would scramble up 6 eggs. It had to be 6. If there was only 5 in the carton, I wouldn't do it. It had to be 6.
Okay.
I don't know why.
OCD. That's
maybe,
why.
Yeah.
Yeah, this motherfucker used to yell at me if I put the volume at an
odd number.
Odd number.
It's gotta be even.
Now I freak out on
Dude, I'm worse. It's gotta be a multiple of 5 for me.
Oh, shit. So you're right. So if it's 21, it's 25.
It's 21. It's either 25 or 20. You can't.
Okay.
Yeah. It pisses me off, dude.
Any static. If there's any static on the radio, it drives me fucking crazy. I'd rather not have the radio on.
Yeah. I used to be able to hear when like an old tube TV was on, but nothing was playing. You could hear that static.
Yeah.
I used to thought I had a superpower.
That goes away when you're 25.
Really,
there's certain frequencies.
Really?
Like legitimately.
He's about to turn 26.
Are you sure just tube TVs didn't just go away?
It went away like 25 years ago.
Yeah. The CRTs. Yeah, the cathode ray tube. Anyway. There are certain frequencies that when you hit 25, you cannot fucking hear anymore.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
these high pitches.
That's called going deaf.
Luckily for me, that's the gal I live with. I lost the hearing.
Yeah.
Rog, your late night snack. 6 eggs, no more than when you just.
No
six.
More, no less.
What do you got?
6.
What do you got?
That was it.
That's it.
Eggs.
You're just sitting down.
Were they
scrambled
hard?
Scramble the fucking eggs and eat them.
So if I.
No salt, no pep?
Well,
S&P?
A little bit of salt and
I'm
going
to change your world, Mason.
And a little butter, too.
Go ahead.
Next time you make scrambled eggs, anybody out there, put your scrambled eggs in there and then just shoot like a dollop of ranch into that bitch.
Not a bit.
Nope.
I swear to God.
You know what you need to sprinkle eggs with?
Trust me.
No.
Try
you know
it. Just squirt a dollop of ranch in your scrambled eggs.
He's wrong.
Dollop.
Yeah.
There is a certain seasoning that you need to put on anything, and it'll make it better, and it's called Smack Your Mother.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. Smack Your Mama.
Yeah.
That shit, you go bap, bap, bap with anything, and it makes it 10 times. I put that shit on my pizza rolls, bro. You don't put shit on pizza rolls. I put Smack Your Mama on pizza rolls. It makes it 10 times better. Eric can probably vouch. Eric, let us know.
It's not the taste. It just makes you feel better because you smack your mother.
I just.
At least I ain't stepping on a crack to break her back, you know?
I legitimately do that.
I've done that and never broke her back.
I walk around cracks.
I get pissed at my mom. Just like,
or if I do step on.
Fucking jump
sidewalk.
On that shit.
Take that shit.
If I do step on a crack.
If you ever drive by Mason's house and he's just stomping on a crack, you'd be like, Jesus, what do your mother do to you?
What do you do?
What'd you get in trouble for now?
Yeah.
When you're talking about the OCD, if I do have to step on a crack, it has to be the dead center of my foot.
Yeah.
Where the arch is, so you're really not stepping on it.
I know. That's the mean. Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be dead center or I will fucking dance.
What do you do like on a cobblestone walkway?
Just jig around it, man.
Hopscotch that shit.
No, I got like autism stuff like that too. Like if something sticky as my hand, I freak out.
Oh, I hate dirty hands.
On my hand.
Yeah.
I go nuts.
Oh yeah. If I'm
so I'll leave that alone.
If I'm a passenger princess in a car,
I know you're gonna say it and you don't have to say it.
If I'm a passenger princess in a car, I have to find the middle of every power line while we're driving.
All right. Fair enough.
I look at it and go.
This is interesting to hear people's autism.
I'll do my hand or I'll look and anywhere where there's not a shadow. Like it's sunlight, you have to jump the shadows.
Oh.
Kind of like the cracks.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, this will fuck you up. When I eat anything circular, Anything circular.
This is psychopathic. This
sounds like you're just making it up.
So, no, like a cheeseburger, okay? It has to go from the least amount of cheese to the most amount
of
cheese.
Wendy's must piss you off.
Nope.
Right? How do you use a circular motion on a fucking square pan?
But I still piss the bun.
Fuck.
No, we answered this. We answered this because the bun is circular. Because the bun is circular.
Okay.
But anyway, least amount
fucking
of cheese.
Fucking geometry.
Yeah,
the most
so
amount
he
of
fucking
cheese.
Hates White Castle.
Yeah.
Oh, I love White Castle.
No, just,
oh,
man. There's no eating around there. You shove the whole damn thing in your mouth.
Deep
give me a 20 pack.
Now that's what he does. He gets the suitcase and just fucking one row at a time.
Yeah.
I'm so, so intrigued on what
I know,
this
right?
is going to be.
So it's least
can you serve it to me in a Frisbee?
They
it's
know.
Around.
It's the least amount of cheese to the most amount of cheese in a clockwise pattern. Then you rip the burger in half. You eat the small half first. Then you eat your fries. Then you eat the large half. Normally, you eat it from a left to right pattern, bringing it back
Eddie,
to a circle.
Slow this
and
the
then
fuck down.
Yeah. That's, yeah. When like a cookie, I'll eat completely clockwise, and then I turn it in half, eat the small half first, then the bigger half.
Well, if you
I like,
turn it
I
in
like
half,
how, I like
why
how
is there a big and a small?
Or like a peanut butter and hold jelly, on, hold I have on. To eat all the way around, and then I squeeze the edges to then create this like little jam pack thing, and then you eat it left right all the way down.
I like how Mason's sitting there like he just got to explain the string theory.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the, slow it down, hold on. Yeah. Go backwards and forward at the
so,
same time.
So when you're young and
you need some help,
when you were young and you were listening to albums and shit, were you getting yourself dizzy to listen to albums? Do you have to spin around the same way they do?
No, because we weren't cool enough to have a fucking vinyl record. We just had cassette tapes. I'd have a beer.
Cassette tapes are cool.
They are.
CD is the terrible form of media.
It really is.
But a cassette tape is rectangular and it spins circular.
But I'm not eating it. It's only when I eat stuff.
Yeah, he stopped doing that 5 years ago.
But I used to have six ways to eat a hash brown, too.
They
like
started
McDonald's
putting lead
hash
cassette
browns.
Tapes. He was like,
there were,
have
there
fun.
Were yeah, six like, specific wow. ways to eat a McDonald's
he heard
hash
about
brown,
Flint.
Too.
He heard about the Flint water crisis. He's like,
that
fuck the
is
lead.
The wildest thing.
Yeah.
I mean, say the burger thing one more time.
So
oh,
it,
God. Here we go.
No, I'm serious.
It's
I want to know.
It's least
you want a notepad to write it down?
It's least amount of cheese to the most amount of cheese.
Like where it's sticking out of the bun?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then you eat it in a clockwise pattern.
Okay.
Then you tear the burger in half. You eat the smaller half first, then your fries, and then the larger half. But when I eat the halves, it'll because you've torn in half, and there's a, like a flat edge, flatter edge. You have to eat it left, right, left, right, left, right, until it forms more of a circle, and then you go back in a circle again.
Dude.
I am neurotic as fuck.
It's fucked up, isn't it?
Dude, his brother,
but
his brother would
it.
Not give. He gave me shit for years. He was just like, "Oh, fucking, blah, you know."
Dude, it's like eating is like an obstacle course.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything
yeah.
is a strategy.
When you gotta think to eat, you're fucked.
Wait till that's he gets stupid. Pancakes around you. Then he's really fucked because he's like, "Where's the cheese?"
No, you have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, there's
and
no
a
cheese.
Pancake, I cut it pie style. You know, and you have yeah. to. Yeah. So
how do you eat bite-sized shit? Do you?
It depends. Sometimes, like a pizza roll, I'll tend to eat half and then the other half.
Well, that's isn't that
that's kind of like you do it. Yeah. You don't like chew off each corner first and
nope.
then nibble it and shit. Then open it up and suck the shit out and then eat the rest.
No, I don't do anything weird with that. It's just like burgers.
Biting it in half is borderline a little weird.
Yeah,
he takes a burrito. And instead of going like this, he goes like this.
No, you go, no, when I eat the burrito, though, you kind of go left, right, down.
Oh, that. Fucking speaking about burritos, hold on, lane change.
Yeah.
Beaver's Pub.
Oh, my God.
Beaver's Pub has
Spencer
the
introduced
best
to me
burrito.
One of the greatest burritos ever
they have
created.
A burrito there?
Oh. You haven't lived if you haven't had the
brisket
burrito.
Brisket
it's
burrito.
This
oh, it's
slow-cooked, beautiful brisket
queso?
With queso sauce. Ow!
I want it right
I
now.
I just got half a
wood
chubby thinking
on the
about
side.
It. Holy shit.
Fucking, it is
now,
the spiciest,
when you order
briskiest.
The wood chips, here's the secret. When you order the wood chips.
Get them loaded.
You can get them loaded for $2 extra without having to get the appetizer one.
What are wood chips?
So wood chips are their
they're
twisty, thick
fries.
They're fries. They're twisty,
oh.
fucking,
yeah, yeah.
like, thick
but you can get it with bacon and
fries.
Maple syrup bourbon glaze on it. Oh!
We're just getting crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. This is
so
gonna make
good.
Me have a Widowmaker.
In America, we're just getting nuts.
Yeah,
yep.
We are. Yep. Give us that Canadian syrup on there with the bourbon glaze. No, brisket burrito from Beaver's. Have you guys been to Beaver's Pub? You guys been to Beaver's Pub? Oh,
yeah. I said this, I was like, yes, I like there because they have a good whiskey bar.
Yeah, Woodfurters are.
And I enjoy my whiskey. So.
You do?
Yeah, I'm going on a whiskey podcast next week.
Are you really?
Oh, shit. No. Nice. Oh.
He's starting his own. He's trying to join the 989 podcast.
Fuck, you and Dr. H, my good buddy.
There's
got to
be a whiskey
H
podcast out there, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
If there's not, you got the
Do you still do your show?
No, we did like 25 episodes and then
retired, then
life got in the way. Gotcha. Well, we didn't retire. We might come back. I still got all my gear.
Okay.
Nice gear.
Well, if you do, you may have to submit it to the 989 network.
We're still taking applications.
What was it about? What would you guys talk about?
Just growing up as a in the 2000s, in the early 2000s, like, you know, Spencer would be a good guest on that. Just talking about nostalgic comedy stories.
Nice.
You start to run out though, and then it starts to get boring.
I feel like that's where we're gonna get.
You guys got good.
Oh, this is episode 40. Right?
40th podcast.
Yeah, see, podcast.
You
we
made
finally
it farther
have,
than we did.
We finally have 1,000 downloads. I know it doesn't sound that cool, but yeah, I'm excited.
Fuck
yeah,
dude.
Fuck yeah. We made it to a grand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish that was money.
Beavers. What do you eat at Beavers? What do you get? What's your go-to at Beavers?
Oh, it's got
to
be the Lumberjack.
It's the Lumberjack.
Lumberjack.
Gotta love the Lumberjack.
What is it?
What's on the Lumberjack?
It's a roast beef.
It's an Italian sandwich. Italian steak sandwich.
Italian steak isn't roast beef.
Well, no, it's a steak. It's like a steak sandwich, but it's almost, to me, it's more like a roast beef, like an open faced.
Like an au jus, like a,
French dip?
Yeah, French dip.
No, you get.
Damn. Shut us down hella quick. No, we
is
shut us
fried?
Down hella quick.
Is it fried like a Monte Cristo? Like, what do you.
Well, no, you get. I get the sauce on the side.
Okay,
but it's not an au jus. It's not au jus. No, it's the
marinara
sauce.
Au jus.
It's Italian steak sandwich. I swear to God, with roast beef instead of steak.
Imagine if Roger wrote the descriptions underneath the menu items. He's like, it's like maybe
people would like it better.
Like, it's not au jus. it's all marinara. Written out. It's all written out in words.
No, that's what I get.
What is it?
I don't know. I can't read the fucking menu. So I said try the Lumberjack, so I did, and it was good. Jesus Christ. If I could see you at
Smacky.
Now
I want to go to Beavers.
That's funny.
Holy shit.
Yeah, now the four of us are going to be at fucking Beavers Pub next week. Just watch.
Mason.
What?
Do you know how to sell a deaf guy a chicken?
I don't.
What about a chicken?
Fuck, dude.
Dude, I blinked right and he did that. He gave me a Widowmaker, dude. It was like a scary movie. Holy shit. Oh, I know. I know Stroh's man. I know Stroh's man.
He was about to bring it close to his mouth. I'm like, what about a chicken? Jesus Christ.
Like, man, well, you were talking earlier.
Is he fully deaf or is he? Because now I'm fully deaf when you did that right in the microphone. The
No, you're only deaf out of your right ear. You got the one ear hanging. Yeah.
Turn him around. We'll do it again.
I'm like Dennis, but with ears.
Yeah. I think we were just cheesing Craig. One of our coworkers that was on the fucking Pintown podcast pulled off his glasses. And Jesus Christ, you said it perfectly. It's like the bottom of a Coke bottle. Like, this shit was like thick on his
Coke
glasses.
Bottle glasses.
We're like, you're fucking, you don't need a glass because then you got your eyelashes as window
He's out
cleaner.
There just burning ants with his glasses.
Yeah, 100%. Fucking magnifying glass.
I don't know why he doesn't, how his nose isn't broken. Those fuckers.
Oh, there's an autism thing. I did that when I was younger. I grew up in the country. I had no friends. The closest person was a mile away from us. Like, I used to walk.
I just heard that on the John podcast, and I like got sad in my car.
Yeah.
When you said that,
yeah. I'd walk around naked all the time. Like, I walk around just my underwear and shit when I was a kid outside. Like, I didn't give a shit, and I'd be playing in the sandbox, and then the school bus would drive by, and everybody laugh at me because I'm fat and those are my whitey tighties. Anyway, one day I got fucking bored, and I walked down. There was all these ant hills. You know, on the driveway, there's all these ant hills, little ants, whatever. Right. So I took the hose and I fucking demolished her everything.
Yeah.
And then for the next 3 days, I cataloged in a journal their fucking rebuilding process and like their entire back to society shit.
You had no friends, did you?
Yeah, I told you that. I had no fucking friends. I didn't have a friend until I was like seventh grade. And his name was Kyle Saigon and Craig Falco. Those are my... Oh, and Sean Vargo. Rest in peace.
See, when I was a kid, I used to take the magnifying glass and burn the fucking ants.
Okay.
Filter water.
I was gonna ask you. I watch people all the time.
Yeah.
When you do your vape thing, you always take it out and like hit it.
Yep.
What's that for?
Because bubbles will form around where the cotton is, and if I don't pack it, then the bubbles are there and it burns out faster. So I have to pack it like chew. Huh.
Yeah.
Did anybody else notice that?
All the time. He goes through two rolls of fucking paper towels when he's here.
That's why he was like, start using the shop towels. It lasts longer.
I just always notice that. You take it out and you whack it a couple times and you throw it back in there. You got it down to like a...
Yeah, my wife notices Christ. That too.
You're like a sleight of hand, man.
That's why I love this mic now. You haven't heard any fuckery happening. I haven't had to like really mute it or anything. Thanks, Dennis, for lending me this Shure Super 55.
Yeah, that thing is badass. It's the old Elvis.
I love the Elvis mic.
That's all. Thank you very much.
We gotta put a picture.
One for the money and another, two for the show. Another, oh, shit, another bitch, positive it's time for the to show. Go. I just died. Shit on the toilet. I died.
No, we actually looked that up the other day. He was in a form about to squat, but he wasn't. So he wasn't on the toilet when he died.
That's
well,
Craig
if he's about to squat. He probably got there.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Speaking of first friends, 20.
Yeah, autopsies are crazy.
Five years.
They know if you were halfway down or not.
I think Craig and them How's have the a bet looking? Of how I'm going to die, and Craig's vote is I'm going to die like Elvis on the fucking toilet.
Yeah, you probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll throw five on it. I got five on it. Oh, shit.
What do you got? What's happening?
Was it about that time?
What the fuck does comfy mean?
Oh, yeah.
He just has comfy written down. Comfy question mark?
I thought I asked that question. I don't think we answered it.
I don't remember you asking
that. You were about to ask that question, and then we went back to late night snack.
Oh, yeah.
You were about to go on a soliloquy, and we missed it.
Stop using big fucking words.
I'm sorry. I'm very bummed.
The fuck is a soliloquy?
We're restarting the conversation before you.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for dumbing it down for me because I really.
Excuse me. I'm loquacious and bombastic. I apologize. Eddie, my lexicon is anyway.
What's your comfort when you get home?
Speaking of that, we have a booth at the Pride
what
Festival.
The fuck?
Oh my God!
Calm down.
The 99 Network. They're gonna trap you. We literally have a booth we bought at the Pride Festival. We're going to be June 25th down there.
The Hessy booth.
Yeah. They're going to protest you. We fucking hate you.
Yeah, no, this is behind the paywall. We're fine.
Break. So anyway, when you guys get home from a hard day at work.
Gay people have money. They can pay for it. They can afford their prescriptions. They're good. Their lawns are beautiful.
Break now.
When you guys get home from a hard day at work, what's that one article of clothing you need to throw on to be comfy?
I don't.
You don't?
Tiffany gets so angry at me because I will wear... I wear
dress
my
pants
whole,
all the time.
All
yes.
the time, yeah. Or my whatever, my polo, whatever.
Like,
I'm
honey,
wearing.
We're trying to make love. Can you take your dress pants off?
I'm like, but they're so comfy.
Unbutton
but that's
the
what
top button already.
My thing is if I take my shoes off, then I'm done.
They are off.
Yeah. Like, I leave my shoes on when I get home and I do the dishes or I'll do laundry or whatever I'm doing. Or, like, I have to have my shoes on. But when I take them off, I'm fucking done. That's it.
Oh, yeah, everybody is done. They all pass out when you take them off.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is it
yes.
Stinky Pete? Do I get Stinky Pete?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually been blessed.
Donna buys me new shoes every 6 months just so she doesn't have to smell it.
My feet do not stink. I have a blessing. I have a blessing.
What, no sense of smell? Is that your blessing?
You may not be able to. Yeah,
it's like saying I don't snore. You're sleeping. How the hell do you know?
Well, and that's the thing is everybody tells me, but bullshit, I've never seen it. I've never heard it.
Never heard it? No.
Do people say you don't have Stinky Pete?
Yes. Ask John Azel.
I've never been around.
You drum with your shoes off.
I do.
I never smell it.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
I just had to walk my
busted brother.
I had to walk.
You got the smoke eaters on and taking all the stink out.
Yeah, really.
I had to walk myself through that one.
Mine are awful.
are my slippers.
I got the Beatus feet, man. They smell like
the Beatus. The Beatus.
I got my nice house shoes at home. My little slippers.
I only put those on when I go to let the dog out.
Like moccasins.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I got them. Donna bought them for me like 7 years ago.
You want to know the motherfucker of fucking King Slippers is this guy. King
Slips.
Oh,
yeah.
King Slips.
Raj and the Slips.
Like, you know how you get like a fresh pair of shoes? You're like, I bought these Jordans or whatever like that?
Yeah.
Like how people are sneakerheads? This guy's a
Slipperhead.
These are the Lounger 2016s. Like,
that's what my ex called me.
Slipperhead?
Yeah.
Like Slippery Ryan, head, like Ryan's Nike collection. This bitch has fucking.
He really does.
Collection.
He comes down. He goes, "Yeah, I bought these the other day."
They had to build a new closet just for Ryan's yeah. slippers.
Facts, dude.
These are made of elephant skin.
Like
the fabrics of this were woven from 72 virgins' pubic hair.
I bought these in the black market. It cost me $42,000. I took a second mortgage out on the house.
Yeah.
And Spencer, I sold your drum set. And Mason, I sold your amp, even though you're my son.
These slippers used to be part of Jeffrey Dahmer's lampshades. So soft and supple.
Oh!
Until you rub them.
And they become boots.
Cowboy boots.
I used to have a pair of ostrich cowboy boots. They were $1,800 cowboy boots. You know who has
Jesus.
Them now? Tony. Tony still has my fucking cowboy boots.
PETA has them?
No, Tony does. Oh. From the Crossfaded Sports Podcast.
See Reno 911.
New Boo Goofin?
Yeah.
New premium ostrich leather.
Ozzy.
Three
payments.
Payments.
And then he goes,
what? Oh, what? Where?
And then he comes out, his bike is over the fucking lamp. And he's
yeah,
like,
it's like
out.
Down the middle of the frame.
He's like, what?
Go watch Reno 911.
Oh, Reno 911 is so amazing.
So
oh,
good.
Fucking hell.
So good.
Premium ostrich. Three payments.
So comfy things.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
My slippers.
Yeah, slippers. All right, good. Raj, it's got to be your slips.
I don't come home from work.
You yeah, just
right.
are at,
he
yeah,
just,
I'm
you,
at work all day.
Yeah.
He just comes.
Attaboy. I wish.
And two boys and a girl.
Wish.
What's your comfort?
Mine?
Did you say yours?
Mine?
I drank it away
oh,
already.
Oh, it's baggy sweats. Baggy sweats. I'm always wearing a baggy
okay.
sweatshirt, as
what
everybody
brand?
Knows. Oh, not Adidas.
You know,
anything
there's like a
but
brand
Adidas.
That just feels right around the waist.
Oh, yeah. You want to know what that is?
You packed that one, too.
No, it's Mossy Oak. I don't know. I don't really have a band of sweat. It's anything that's not Adidas.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you
all
get,
day
what
I
do you
don't
against
dream
that?
About soccer. It just I don't like Adidas. I don't. I just don't. I never liked their shoes.
That's not
pain. I just don't like Adidas. Adidas doesn't feel right.
You just don't want to look like a Romanian drug lord.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
A jumpsuit.
Yeah. That and Gucci. Fuck them. No, but
can't afford it.
No, his is 50 milligrams of nicotine. Mine is 3. So I fucking went to the white room there for a second.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mine, either that or these fucking Levi jeans, man.
Dude, I got about 3 pairs of jeans that I've just been tried
too.
And true.
Me too. Yeah.
I got to retire these. You can, if I didn't wear shorts underneath, you'd see my balls.
I have 3 pieces of clothing that
shorts.
I bought. I have 3 pieces of clothing that I bought myself in the last decade. 2 of them are jeans.
Dude, jeans are...
Jeans are comfy.
I never used to wear jeans. I was a sweatpants guy all the time.
See, I'm not a blue
all
jean, though.
The
I'm
time.
A black jean. I like black jeans.
Yeah. Black or
jeans.
Like...
I got on right now.
I'll fuck a corduroy. I like corduroy stuff.
I'd fuck a corduroy?
Yeah. Like, I like corduroy.
Yeah. You always hear them coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Confetti.
And then the moon comes.
Yeah. If he runs away and fucking starts on fire and shit. Yeah.
I think we're on different pages, but we're
with
the
corduroy.
Yeah,
maybe you don't know what corduroy is.
Shit, none of us.
Corduroy's. Yeah, I know.
Mason
corduroy.
Knows what corduroy is. He's the same age as me. What the fuck?
He was that bear in those books, man.
We always
corduroy.
Had, yeah, we all had corduroy jeans at some point. You, I know.
Yeah,
you
my grandma made me like take church pictures in them.
Oh yeah, with the fucking patches too.
Yeah. She gave me like a weird polo and corduroy pants.
Got the Sunday pants on
that were too short.
Yeah,
little brown corduroy.
Oh, your belt's wrapping around half like one and a half times around your waist.
Like here, wear your dad's belt.
Yeah, that's how it was too. That's how it fucking was. You had that shit coming back one time around and all the way back to the fucking almost clinching again.
What are you calling your dad fat?
I'm calling my dad
not a toddler.
Bigger than me.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you got with it?
I know what I'm doing.
Are you going to get after me?
Don't make me jump over to this bar.
I'd love to see you see it first. I'd love to see it.
I'd love to see it, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it about that time?
It's about that time. Da-dang, dang, dang, da-dang.
Holy shit. Last call.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol.
Bye.
Get going. Holy shit, that shit just goes too fast. So, Mason, last call story. Give us one. Give us a fun
one. Oh, my God, I forgot.
I know, me too, because I didn't write it down.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And we can always edit it, though.
Gosh. God, I want someone to go first. All right,
Raj.
Yeah,
Raj got pointless. He's got crazy stories.
Your book's a bit bigger than mine, I bet.
It's got to be, right?
I even thought about one.
To the club.
Well, when you talk, then that's when I'm going to remember mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not really like a drinking story. We were drinking, but it's not like a drunk story.
It's fair enough.
Just drinking, and there was five of us in my car. It was 84 Chrysler Laser, nice little sports car, sunroof. And we're cruising up Midland Road in Saginaw. Comes around to M57 anyway. Doing about 60, 65 miles an hour down the road. Had the back of the sunroof, it had three buttons. It had two buttons in the front and one on the back. So you could actually open it in the front or open in the back, or if you undid all three of them, the whole sunroof would come off, so you wouldn't have it up there or anything. It was back before technology. So we were driving down the road, and it was five of us, three in the back, two of us in the front. And a buddy of mine sitting in the passenger seat was asking about it, the sunroof. He goes, "What are these two buttons in the front?" I said, "Well, you can hit those buttons and take the sunroof off or have it open in the front or you can just open it in the back." He goes, "What do you do, this?" And he reaches up and he hits these two buttons. I'm going 65 miles an hour.
Oh, no.
Fucking front of the sunroof lifts up, hits the back of the car three times and just fucking shatters.
Fuck.
All in the car.
Jesus.
We're driving down the road. I got fucking glasses stuck in my hair, down my back. Guys in the back.
That's where the hair went.
What the fuck happened? Yeah, every time I combed it, it fucking shaved it off. But, they're like, "What the fuck happened?" Nobody wanted to drink their beer because there's glass in our fucking beers and shit.
That doesn't sound mean.
Did you kill this guy? Did you murder him?
No. I charge him for
Should've.
A new one.
We'll see it on Dateline next week.
Yeah.
I charge him for the new sunroof. He paid me for the roof, but I turned it into my, I was living with my parents at the time. It was on their insurance, so I turned it into my dad's insurance that somebody, busted my sunroof and stole all my cassettes at the mall. He goes, "Well, how much in cassettes?" And I said, "It was like $300-$400. So I got a check for $400 for the cassettes plus the sunroof cover.
You still had the cassettes, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ain't nobody break in. Goddamn thing exploded on the highway, man.
Yeah.
But I had to come up with some kind of,
You don't want them. Yeah.
Couldn't say, "Oh, I was driving down the road drinking and my buddy fucking drunk and busted my sunroof."
Insurance doesn't like that shit.
No. They would have just laughed.
Yeah.
But.
I got one. My next?
Get it, girl.
Okay. Was the summer after high school, and
So last year?
Yeah. Just graduated. I got your card, by the way. That was nice of you. And I was at this party.
That was clever.
Sorry, that's all I had was Monopoly money, man.
Yeah, it's fine.
My wife don't give me
the hooker wouldn't take it. It was weird.
Give me money.
Wait, did he give you Park Place? Fuck.
I thought he gave him the railroads.
Yeah, the hooker wouldn't take the money, and I pulled out. I was like, "I got hotels."
I own a hotel.
It's $400 for the champagne room. I got boardwalk.
Fucking fine. Third time this week. And I'm walking. I'm at a party. It's the summer after high school, and I smoke a little bit of, weed, as the kids call it. I'm drinking the old UV blue.
UV blue and fuck fireball.
We invented a drink called the Toxic Avenger. If you take UV blue and Surge it bubbles acid green and then it mellows out.
God,
dude,
Jesus.
It's amazing.
Oh, I love Surge, but fuck you.
Anyway,
really.
Continue.
On the way home.
Continue.
I'm drinking. But here's what we did: we would drink half a Gatorade, and just UV blue, and then shake it up, drink it, and it would, you know, taste bad. And we would, you know, I'm smoking weed out of a Coke can. You know,
oh yeah, as we would.
Yeah. Smoking weed out of a Coke can, and I get a little cross-faded, and I'm sitting on the couch downstairs while there's, you know, 20, 25 people having a good time. I'm having a good time, but on a different planet, and I'm locked on this couch. I can't move, and I somehow come to consciousness to see one of my friends show up at the party, and they're like, hey, in my mind, it came out like, hey, and it, like, you're at slow motion.
Why is Satan talking to us?
Yeah, it was weird. And
it was more like a gay horse going, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
And,
hey.
That's
what I eat.
I went. I was like, hey. All I could muster to say was like, I need a ride home. So yeah.
You couldn't catch up anything to say? You just had to muster to say?
Yeah.
Dad joke as fuck.
Dad joke as fuck. And, I drove my car, which at the time was a Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
And I was like, you got to drive my car home, and someone else can drive your car follow, blah, blah, blah. Drive home. I'm in the passenger seat. We pull into my dad's house, and it's like a Friday or Saturday night. And we pull in, headlights shine, a perfect silhouette of my father, dick out, pissing in the front yard. He's piss drunk from the bar, and my friend goes, who's that? And I'll go, my dad. And he goes, oh, all right, we'll see you later. And then they get out, and they're embarrassed because they saw my dad's cock. And I get out, and my dad's like, hey. And I was like, hey. And we're very on the most similar lengths we've ever been in my life. Never got along with my father well.
That's one of my greatest fears, my son coming home trashed one night, like, after I've been drinking all night, too, and it's just that awkward stumble stare, and not a single word said, but you just kind of nod, and then each go your separate ways.
We didn't go our separate ways. We walked Essexville again. Like, I think that's where I got it from. We walked, and we just kind of talked. It was like a very bonding moment.
Oh, nice.
And
you throw up on the same tree?
No.
Wait, how old were you?
Fuck.
Six.
Not an old enough to drink. 18. It was the summer after high school.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that.
18. 19. Yeah.
Sorry. At this point in the night, I start to black in and out, so yeah. I repeat myself. Sorry.
No, but that was the most I've ever talked to my dad.
Nice, yeah, no. You guys have a whole ass conversation.
Childhood trauma.
In the morning, it was like we like hooked up or something. It was weird.
You're like, I don't want to talk to him.
And he's like, hey. He's like, what did we do last night? And he was like, I don't know.
don't talk about it.
Don't tell mom. that was about it.
That's great. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I have a completely different story.
And now for something totally different.
I was getting drunk here one night at the new house, and we had just moved here. And we had this wonderful bar.
Rogers Pub.
Yeah, Rogers Pub. Before it was even Rogers Pub, it was like semi-Rogers Pub. It was like, yeah, we live here, but it ain't ours yet. You know?
It was then?
Yeah, like an old Rogers Pub before any of the cool memes
pre-pub.
Were hanging up. Yeah, pre-pub. Rogers pre-pub. Pre-pub. I don't like saying that. But anyway, I was getting drunk here and by myself. Very lonely. I was playing pool on this beautiful pool table that we have. And Hayden calls me. Bop. Gives me a ring and he's like, "Where?" And I was like, "Oh, same thing, bub."
it was just
yeah. And I was like, same thing. And he was just like, "Come here." And I was like, "Where are you?" He's like, "My parents." And I was like, "Fuck yeah."
Oh yeah, that's a good time.
Yep. So that's you know, 1,000 addresses. Is like this?
1,000 addresses.
It's a 900.
Dude, my ma got such a kick out of that.
Yeah,
being
I know.
A postal lady. Yeah. She's like, 1,000 addresses away.
Yeah, 19 to 900, yeah. But anyway, he's right down the strip here, right by the railroad tracks. Yeah, but I'm Woodside.
I've gotten very high at that house. Yes,
yeah,
I know.
I know. That's probably there, yeah. So,
But I know this story.
yeah, he already heard that one. No, but he was like, all right, you know, and I was like, all right. So I took my bike, and I couldn't ride a fucking bike at the time. Like, I could ride a bike, but at the moment, in my mindset, I could not ride a bike. So I made it, and it was fun. I had some people honking at me and shit, and I was like, oh, I got to get on the sidewalk at this
point. Can you get a DUI on a bike?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, you're really? Fucking op. Well, it's
operating a pretty bitch way to go to jail.
Yeah, it's bad.
The dude I went to school with got a speeding ticket going down Woodside, 45 miles an hour on his bike. Yeah, it's considered a vehicle. Yeah, Zajac.
Yeah, I was just about to say 45.
Yeah, Zajac. Zajac was a big
biker.
Tell
him to stop going down hills. But regardless, no shit. But, yeah, I made it to his house, and we got just absolutely schmammered in his backyard. He had a beautiful backyard. He had, like, a bar built back there.
Fuck a schmammered bean.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he had, like, the fucking fire pit and everything. So we get hammered, and a bunch of people come over, like, people that we would know.
Yeah, the tiki torches?
Yeah. So we knew a bunch of people that came over. I'm not going to name them on this podcast, but it was, like, people that we went to school with. We were like, why are you here? But also, awesome that you're here. And we were hanging out with them, and they left. And we knew one motherfucker that worked at 7-Eleven. I feel like me and Hayden talked about this story, but I'm going into detail. We knew one motherfucker that worked at 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
So we called 7-Eleven because we were like, we know he's working. Why not? So we called 7-Eleven. He's like, hello. And I was like, put in a fucking pizza right now. And he's like,
what is this?
I can't. I'm
fuck
not,
you.
I'm not confident enough to say it. But he was like, well, it only takes 5 minutes to cook. I was like, yeah, I'll be there in five fucking minutes. Put the pizza in, and he was like, well, if you don't come, we're gonna waste company pizza. And I was like, fuck you. Oh. I'm on my fucking way. You want me to FaceTime you?
$5 of their pizza?
Yeah, no, fuck you. It was
no,
the
I
best.
Know. I know. So, I'm now, just listen, saying, Craig used to work at 7-Eleven.
Right.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah,
Dan
it was
Brown.
Only five, yeah, it was yeah. only $5. We walked in. We got the best slice of pizza of our life. We sat out there. We took a bite. When you get out of 7-Eleven, you know how it like, drops down. There's just a little sidewalk. We sat on that shit and demolished that pizza before we walked back. I don't know how we made it back to his house. Fuck, I don't even know how I made it back to this house. Because at some point, I had to hop on the bike and ride it back. But that was like a... I thought I just gave you... Oh, no, I gave Roger beer. I was like, what
I'd
the
have
fuck?
A beer, though.
Yeah, I know
I'm
going to
need one for this next story. This...
Yeah. But it was just immaculate. Like, the pizza and everything. If you guys are ever feeling a pizza... Call 7-Eleven if you're near one. Get a fucking pizza. That shit is better than like Little Caesars Hot and Ready.
Rest in peace, Hot and Out.
They are really good.
Hot and Out, yes. R.I.P. Yes, for
hot
sure.
Hot and Out had the best shakes.
Dude, I fucking loved Hot and Out.
Burger 81 doesn't.
Were you?
Though.
Are you old enough to remember that? You know where the Jolt Credit Union is on Center?
Yep.
That was a Hot and Out.
No, I was not old enough. I just remember the one on Wilder.
The Hot Now where Burger 81 is now.
Yeah.
That was the one too.
That should have been a Sonic. It really should have.
We bought the Hot
Sonic.
Now on
Dude,
North
Sonic
Michigan.
Is fucking tight.
When I worked for E-Clean Cigarette, we bought the Hot Now on North Michigan, and we bought the Hot Now in Owosso.
Yeah, but it didn't
We were
work.
The first ever electronic cigarette drive through in the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was wild.
Electronic cigarette actually did big-ass things.
Oh, yeah.
1 cent puffs.
Yeah, well, they used to be free puffs, and then government was like, you can't give away the shit for free, so Kerry was like, all right, a penny. And he never really charged anybody, but said 1 cent puffs. Is everybody leaving? What's happening? Everybody just walked away. Is it my turn for last call?
Man, I'm drunk. I can't
leave. All right, hang on. All right, so my last call. What'd I write down? FF. FF for the 40th episode. All right.
Yeah, 44th.
So
no, I'm 40.
My buddy Craig and I.
40 podcast.
We're out at the bar one night, and we're having a grand old time. And we ended up bringing these two girls home to my house. And we keep drinking. We're playing some games
Felicia
and shit.
Felicia and Fabio.
Yeah.
Somebody had to clean the house.
Yeah. And so we... Well, I'll get there. Hang on.
Attaboy, Rod.
And we're having a grand old time. We get right, you know, proper hammered. We go into my bedroom, and we
all four of you.
We all start to get naked, and shit starts to go down. And he has one, and I have the other, and then it starts commingling. But Craig has like Liam Neeson's cock. He has one of the largest cocks. ever.
Does Liam Neeson have a big cock?
He is. Yes, he is. The largest
cock in Hollywood.
No, I'll Google it. Later.
Okay. So, yeah, NeesonCock.com. Never, anyway.
He does do them deep dives on the socials.
never really interested me to know anything like that.
Yeah, but. I just like to keep telling Roger because it makes him awkward.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not in Hollywood.
So. I am.
Nothing on me.
I'm like Asian from the waist down. So I.
Preach, brother.
Well, you didn't know that?
You had
a full hard on, walked into the wall, and broke his nose.
Dude, thank God we have personalities.
Yeah.
Because women wouldn't talk to us.
So, yes. Well, the problem is we're now in the mix and the throw of things. And my girl just goes to Craig. And then, like, because, again, like, why would you be with me?
Bitch.
And so now both of them are with Craig, and I'm just kind of there, like...
singing 1901's Fallen.
It's like patient zero of cucking.
It was terrible.
I'll record.
So then,
I'm going to start practicing my DJ music.
I'll get the camera.
So then,
that's when he first started being interested in technology.
I'm trying to share a vulnerable moment.
Keep going.
But
and so it was.
But I have to hold it. I don't have a tripod.
Oh shit! You got your ass.
So they keep going, and I was like, "Oh fuck!" So I got up and walked out and started doing the dishes, crying into the the fucking soap water at 3 o'clock in the morning. And they
force some gone so bad to where you have to do the dishes.
So you brought two girls home and you clean the house.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. That's what I said. I said I was going to get to it. Yeah. So that was, that didn't go as planned.
A three and a half of them.
No, for real though, fuck her.
Yeah, you know? Honestly.
He tried.
Fuck her.
He tried.
Yeah. Anybody ever. Dude, I've been there.
We can start naming them jokes.
I haven't been there, but I wasn't there.
Right. You're from now on, Justin.
Justin, you get it, Mason?
Cock was so short, he's just in.
Oh. You got to explain it to me, dude.
I guess.
You have to explain it to me.
It was more than three syllables, bro.
It's more than three syllables.
I need definitions.
He needs the brackets.
He's like the Stroll guy over there. He's like the Stroll's guy.
That's a pretty accurate representation. That's about it.
Hey, that's pretty big, okay?
This guy's got his 10 times replica the size of his penis.
Hold it up again.
That's a fine penis right there. I don't give a fuck.
If it comes out of the shirt half the size of what it came out of, you're good.
Anyway, thanks for hanging out with us again.
Dude.
Jesus.
I'm sorry that happened. What was the conversation
Mason's
like?
He's just going to cry on the way home.
What was the conversation like in the morning? Don't end this. Yeah, I got questions.
But I will say one thing. That does not remind me of anything.
I want to know, did they spend the night? Did they leave?
I ended up sleeping on the couch. They slept in my fucking bed.
They're still in bed.
It was in your room?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
These people need to go to hell, dude. These people...
No. Two of them are very dear friends. They're great. Like the one girl is
the one that left you.
No, her friend. But the one that Craig originally like that. They're very dear friends.
Which one can I say go fuck yourself to?
The other one.
Okay.
I don't want to say I can't. The lawyers continually tell me stop saying names. But Craig's fine. He's in a different
He's
state.
Got lawyers?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm getting sued. I said autism like four times.
And it'll just be like, oh,
it's not bad if you have it, which we're all on the spectrum. I mean,
straight up.
That's fact.
Touch up sticky, dude. I'll scream.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, bbbbabble.com, 989.network. And thank you, Mason Monville, for coming on and hanging out. You've been a fantastic time. You're we enjoy you.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah. Yeah. As Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Cheers.
Cheers.
you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.